The act of copulation or the spirit of God in the darkness, symbol number 34. It was not easy for people of earlier times to understand the idea of reincarnation. In the Bible we can read, for example, that Nicodemus asked Jesus the question, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" It took thousands of years before humans were sufficiently mature intellectually to be able to accept such analyses. The large circles at the bottom of the symbol symbolize a man, on the left, and a woman, on the right, at the culmination of the act of copulation. During this temporary experience of bliss, the blazing re, the partners are on the wavelength with the higher vibrations of the spiritual plane. This creates a contact, the indigo lines, with an individual on the spiritual plane, topmost circle, whose fate fits in with these parents. The condition of falling in love brightens the sphere of darkness and guarantees at the same time rebirth into it. This condition creates, however, conflict and rivalry for possession of the opposite sex. For an out-and-out male or female being, universal love is organically impossible. Real neighborly love is not a question of will, but concerns the being's sympathetic talent. Christ is the example of the perfect loving and forgiving state. Despite his extreme suffering on the cross, he could pray for his executioners, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do," Luke 23:34. The ability to love one's neighbor regardless of gender rests upon an organic foundation, on the correlation between the masculine and feminine poles of the living being. There are cosmic causes behind sexuality, with its paths and detours forward to the state of being a finished human being. The spiritual parent principle, the principle of world redemption, symbol number 2. Humankind is not left alone during the evolution from animal, orange, to human being, yellow. Just as children are lovingly cared for and brought up until they can look after themselves, so humans are guided from above through a spiritual parent principle, the principle of world redemption. The Godhead, White Star, leads all living beings onwards and upwards with help of this spiritual parent principle, the rays. As we evolve from lower to higher consciousness, the step figure, we have the ideals and precepts which ingeniously tee the step in evolution in question. The Spirit of God upon the face of the waters. Symbol number 1. God's almighty and all-loving consciousness permeates throughout the universe with its perfect manifestation and creation, the blazing cross. The universe is living and thinking. Everything is pervaded with life and thought. These thoughts appear as cosmic world impulses, which provide the foundation for different cultural epochs. The double circle symbolizes the earth and its peoples. It is in contact with three cosmic thought or world impulses, lowermost, primitive human beings, consciousness and culture. Middle, the next impulse gives nourishment to people who are at the stage of being believers and stimulates the cultural manifestations of humanity during that period. The traditional understanding of the Old and the New Testament belong to this old world impulse. Topmost, materialistic and spiritual science, internationalism, modern art, architecture, technique and music, as well as unhappy marriages, mental illness, sexual abnormalities and political upheavals are witness to a steadily accelerating process of spiritual evolution, at the start marked by irreligiousness. But this materialism is only an initial phenomenon. With neighborly love's intellectual basis in the form of spiritual science, the conflict between belief and science will gradually disappear and humanity will again, with its hearts as well as its reason, have contact with the spiritual side of life. The following three symbols show how the evolution of consciousness from animal to finished human being, is reflected in the evolution from nationalism to internationalism. The way to the kingdom of peace 1, nationalism. The unfinished human kingdom, symbol number 24. In the animal kingdom might is right. This talent has through practice become automatic in the animal kingdom and permeates the relations between peoples and nations at all levels. The world is divided into nations, the various red fields, which collectively monopolize nature's wealth. The governments in the various countries, the arrows, strive principally after economic and military might. They still practice to a high degree the killing principle in the form of revenge and punishment, the orange stars, in their external as well as internal judicial practice. We shall now see how the world is guided forward to true humanism and peace. The rays and the white star at the top. The way to the kingdom of peace 2, consequences. The karma of mankind, symbol number 25. The actions of nations are also subject to the law of karma. The animal tendencies strengthen a special spiritual radiation, the thick orange crust, which attracts a corresponding dark karma, the flames. We reap what we sow. The fields to the right and the left symbolize the different quality of this karma. On the left, sudden death, which can happen as the result of our killing of animals and other individuals. On the right, slow suffering karma in the form of lifelong sufferings, disablement, illness, etc. The five-pointed star symbolizes the religious principle whereby God guides humans from these conditions to universal love, via humane religions, the yellow field, and eventually the pure spiritual science, white field. We see already many humane results of this process: welfare, art, architecture, literature, science and technology, the circle's blue-colored field. The way to the kingdom of peace 3, the United States of the world, one shepherd and one flock. The perfect human kingdom of the future. Symbol number 26. The goal of evolution on the earth. Through the teachings of Christianity, we have learned about a new heaven and a new earth, that a peaceful and loving kingdom shall arise on the earth. The cosmology of Martinus confirms that this will happen, not miraculously from the one day to the next, but via gradual evolution. In the coming perfect kingdom of love on earth, the nations have become regions, each with their distinctive character, the green fields. Previous religious ideas, yellow and orange, have been replaced by the knowledge of God and the course of evolution, white color. This knowledge unites humanity in all their differences and is therefore the spiritual foundation for the kingdom of love on earth. The world government, the yellow sun, will initially be supervised by the highest representatives in their own special field of competence, being chosen by free election. Eventually, this government can be made up of cosmic conscious beings, the blue star. Other factors include disarmament. With a one world state, all challenges become of an internal political nature. At the start, a world police force will guarantee internal law and order. An open supreme law and judicial system which recognizes the difference between criminality and abnormality and acknowledges the path of evolution and therefore only applies humane reformatory methods. The abolition of money and the private ownership of common natural resources. The principle of business, which in the past made it possible, perfectly lawfully, to obtain by deception something of greater value for something of lesser value, is replaced by the divine business principle, equal value for equal value. Receipts for work done as a means of payment will be introduced. A fund to pay for the periods of childhood, old age and sickness. Machines free humanity from the curse: in the sweat of thy face shall you eat bread. We have time for the development of mind, art and human culture. Right prevails over might in all areas. The world state is guided by intellectualized feeling and humanized intelligence, neighborly love. The words in the Bible about one shepherd and one flock, one people with one God and one true religion, are thus fulfilled here on earth. We shall now see the difference between the materialistic and the cosmic eternal world picture, the materialistic or dead world picture. The materialistic or incomplete world picture. Symbol No. 22a. The prevailing contemporary view about the universe is a cult of death. More and more people see only the materialistic aspect of reality. With this materialistic perspective, we can create brilliant practical, technical aids, but it gives us only little, not to say any, knowledge about the living and the mental aspects of life. Many believe that life is identical with matter, people believe in death. With this physical perspective upon life, it seems of course naive to pray, and this function has therefore nearly completely stagnated. The eternal, cosmic, organic connection between God and the Son of God too, symbol number 22. We see that the question mark with respect to the existence of spiritual worlds is replaced by the symbols for our superconsciousness, that is to say, the eternal immaterial I, triangle, and its equally eternal ability to create. The spiritual worlds are taken into account and marked with the yellow, green, blue and light indigo colors. They constitute God's primary consciousness. All the beings here have been through the culmination of darkness in the physical world, red and orange colors. This maintains God's consciousness in eternal culminating omnipotence and love. The finished human being in God's image is God's highest tool for steering and leading the formation of fate in the underlying as yet imperfect physical worlds. Prayer. The eternal, cosmic, organic connection between God and the Son of God I, symbol number 21. Spiritual dialogue. The symbol to the right expresses again the cosmic perspective on the universe, that is to say, God. We find us, all, in the center of this all-embracing organism's consciousness, and are always unshakably organically connected to God. So we can therefore always communicate with the spiritual world, also when we find ourselves in a physical organism. Prayer's process of development. This dialogue with the spiritual world develops from the animal's cry out to the unknown, all the way forward to the conscious dialogue with God, which we know from Christ, who said, "You shall pray and never be tired." The uppermost drawings on the left symbolize the evolution from the worship of many gods, monotheism, the atheistic state, and forward to the finished human being's day conscious contact with God. The equal green and yellow colors behind the triangle symbolize this human being's perfect balance between intelligence and feeling. How does the communication happen? The lowermost drawings on the left symbolize the spiritual guardian angels, the yellow triangles, God's listening organs, which pick up even the slightest sigh on the physical plane and arrange replies and help. To the degree that our abilities reach, we can all act as guardian angels for our fellow beings in between incarnations. Here are shown different aspects of the unbroken interaction with the spiritual plane: prayer, creative human beings gaining inspiration, the use of mediums, and the day-conscious perfect communication of the finished human being at one with God, one with the Father. The cosmology of Martin S. explains that life is a dialogue between the eternal, all-loving and omnipresent Father and his likewise eternal Son, Daughter, in the inner as well as the outer. The unselfish thought climate makes humans one with God. With the words, "Not my will, but thy will be done," the praying person becomes one with God's will and therefore experiences the mental magic of prayer. God answers all prayers via an outer, as well as inner, events, new understanding or streams of vitality into the consciousness. With this help to take the rough with the smooth that gradually develops the state of universal love. The completely evolved human being is in harmony with the whole of life and can therefore say as Christ, I and my Father are one, John 10:30. Livitzbog. The Book of Life 1-7. See Table of Contents on pages 22-23 of this booklet. The Cosmology of Martinus provides an explanation of life's own religion. We all of us already exist as members of this religion, bad as well as good, believers as well as non-believers, animals and plants included. In this religion there is therefore no need for initiation ceremonies. Everyone has vital roles to play in the gigantic theatrical performances taking place in nature, and in what we call the universe. As the universe is being described here as something alive, it can be likened to a book. The book of life that everyone is reading, every single moment. The book of life will help us to understand life's speech, so that we can realize who we are, where we have come from and where we are going. The eternal world picture. The cosmic symbols are gathered together in the four volumes entitled, The Eternal World Picture. With the help of the symbols the reader can easily form an overview of the eternal world picture. Several symbols are also described and explained in Livitzbog and in some of the small books. The Eternal World Picture 1, comprises symbols 1-16. The Eternal World Picture 2, comprises symbols 17-26. The Eternal World Picture 3, comprises symbols 27-33. The Eternal World Picture 4, comprises symbols 34-44. Logic. Love and logic are being explained as one and the same thing. Materialistic science and the mystery of life. An illogical view of the world. The Bible contains conclusive answers about eternity, in a form that can be understood by those with less critical faculties but also by those with wisdom. The biblical account of creation is explained. Reincarnation. The way out of the animal kingdom, the perfect man at one with God. Eternal life and the understanding of light and darkness. God's elevated view of the world, everything is very good. This book is intended as an introduction to the cosmology of Martinus. Funeral rites, not yet printed in English. Here a new and important aspect of the commandment to love is explained, our relationship to the living microcosmos. Sleep, nutrition, thought, health, vital force, cremation, the picking of ours, vivisection, poisoning, herd consciousness, materialistic and cosmic science. Danish title, by Sels. Further books and articles. Hundreds of articles exist, below some of these articles are listed and sorted by content. Some have been translated and published in the English edition of the magazine Cosmos and some are collected in books. Please note that the articles that have not yet been printed in English are written in parentheses. On the Birth of My Mission, Christmas Gospel, Christmas Candles, Easter, What is Truth? Pilate, Christ and Barabbas, The Way, the Truth and the Life, Judge Not, Why One Should Forgive One's Neighbor, Thoughts Concerning Easter, On the Altar of Love, Two Kinds of Love, A Glimpse of World Redemption, The Garden of Gethsemane, The Second and the First Resurrection, The Glory of Whitsuntide Shining Over Life, Pages from God's Picture Book, The Principle of Reincarnation, The I and Eternity, Immortality, The Immortality of Living Beings, Through the Empty Space of the Universe, The Galaxies of the Universe, Cosmic Consciousness, Concerning My Cosmic Analyzes, The Psychic Temple, The Great Baptism of Fire, Mental Sovereignty, The Road to Initiation, The Mystery of Prayer, Meditation, The Sixth Commandment, The Culture of Giving, Out of Darkness, In the Image of the Animal and in the Image of God, dash, the creation of consciousness, the world situation and the image of God, dash, God's creation of the human being, devil consciousness and Christ consciousness, high intellectuality and low intellectuality.